Welcome to the Beards Next Door podcast,
presented by Beard Mountain,
where we talk all things beard, hobbies, work, women, and all that other shit too, with your hosts, Tim and Corey. So zip up and get ready, perv.
All right, here we go. Episode 5, welcome back to the Beards Next Door podcast. Scoot back a little bit so I'm not blowing this joint up again. Here, as always, with my co-host,
Mr. Corey. Oh, I like Mr. Corey.
I thought you were going to go Mrs.
Oh, I mean, it could be like Logie, gender fluid.
I identify as a barbell. Wait. Yeah.
Gross.
But I'm a big one, so no one can lift me. That's my spirit.
Everybody touches you.
Yeah. All right, so we've got my good buddy Dom here as a guest today. We're going to go through what he likes to do, you know, how his hobbies line with ours, and of course, our facial hair, because like both of us, Dom uses my products. So we're going to go from there. What's going on, Dom?
Not much, man. How's it going?
Just living the dream, dude. It's about 100 here in Billings, and the smoke level is like 500 or some shit.
Dude, on the way fucking, like, after work today, I was driving around and there was a goddamn fire. Like, fucking fire trucks rush into it, and I'm like, oh, sweet.
It's hotter than... It's been so fucking hot out, man.
Yeah, it's rough, dude. Like, it's disgusting almost how bad it is.
I did see we're going to be getting rain. Maybe yeah, soon. Like
30% on, like, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Oh, fuck, is that
and high at 96.
Shit. Fuck.
I know.
Fuck.
You know, interesting thing. Did you know... Oh, okay, what does 30% chance of rain mean to you?
I don't know, like...
It might.
Okay.
No, 30, what does it mean to you?
30%, it means that we are gonna... there is a 3 in 10 chance that it might rain.
Nope, so yeah. there's a legitimate weatherman. What the hell are they called?
Meteorologist,
A meteorologist, man. On TikTok... It's gone viral, going around saying, hey, 30% does not mean there's a 30% chance of rain. It means 30% of the people in your area will see rain.
That's fucking bullshit.
Nope.
That's wild.
It's dead fucking true, because a bunch of meteorologists are responding to it, go, yeah, that's what it means. You guys,
so why the fuck
thought,
are they?
We thought this whole time that they would say, there's a 30% chance of rain. Now, I'm not going to, like,
that's true.
I'm not going to ultra confirm this guy, but dude, it has millions of views. I just shocked myself on the mic stand. I
fucking heard
damn,
that
dude. Yeah.
I just shocked myself. So anyway, yeah, it doesn't mean 30% chance, like 30% out of 100. It means it's going to rain, but only 30% of the people in your area are going to experience rain.
That's fucking bullshit. I'm right? A little bit pissed.
I
feel like I've been lied to my whole life. I mean, well, let's be honest. Yeah, I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, by
everything's been a
by
lie.
By anyone who said they
fucking
loves you and
birds
stuff like that.
Birds are not real. Giraffes are
pigeons.
Not.
Pigeons are government drones.
Dude, no.
I heard that
so
the other day.
Legit. I looked this up as a joke one day. There's a whole Reddit thread and a whole website and shit to this. Birds aren't real. Jamie, pull that shit up. Tim, you're the guy. Pull it up.
Yeah.
No. So, like, they have a fucking website with, like, t-shirts and all of this shit. Just proclaiming that birds are not real. They are government drones.
Yeah.
And like...
I love it.
Dude, I started scrolling through and I'm like, this is batshit crazy. Not even fucking kidding you. A day later, I get a fucking suggestion on Reddit. Hey, here's a Reddit thread to follow. It's called Giraffes Aren't Real. And I'm like, fuck me. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but what would the point of giraffes not being real? Who the hell needs to spy on
birds? Who the fuck needs it?
Birds are everywhere, bro.
Yeah.
Who the fuck needs a goddamn computer
how do we know, how
programming
do we,
a giraffe
how,
in the middle
do we know
of
that? Well, okay.
There aren't giraffes in outside of zoos.
I call bullshit. I call bullshit.
In the United States, we don't
well,
need
not
a
in
fucking
United
giraffe
States,
by government spy. Like, be like, yeah, like that giraffe in MI6.
Well,
a fucking aquatic animal
fuck,
would make
maybe.
More sense, right? But no, anyway, yeah, of course, dude, our devices are listening to us, and... They're going to get us, you know? Like, that's just all there is to it. It's
so,
no matter what.
We got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Completely
so
sidetracked.
Anyway,
Dom.
What
is it that you do?
I work at for the Stillwater Mine.
Ooh.
I'm actually in the smelter, though. I'm not an underground miner.
So
it's a different part of the
so
process.
I've known a ton of guys who work for, who work in the underground, you know, or above ground, however you want to look at
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
What do you guys actually do at the smelter?
So, at the smelter, like, we get, you know, the miners, we get the material from them, and then it goes to the mill, and it's the concentrator, and they break it all down. It's just every different step of the process, the mining process, and then we go, they send it to us, to the smelter, and we basically melt it, you know,
okay.
And it's like lava, basically. So it's a different
part. Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy process, and
like what are you guys smelting though? Like
platinum and palladium.
Liquid hot magma.
It's hot magma, dude. Yeah.
Fucking like platinum. So that's where I get my grills from. Then is what you're saying? Like,
oh
that's,
yeah.
That's yeah. Where I get my grills from is from
yeah.
the mine.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's cool. That's
it's
cool.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a crazy process. Talking about hot too. In a smelter, it's always hot because we got electric furnaces. We've got, TBRC, all these different things. And the other day, when it's like 108, when it's like 108 degrees and shit like that outside, it was one of the guys at work said it was 155 where we were at in certain areas. But it's averaging like probably 120 to 130. And you just sweat, dude. You're just dripping sweat like crazy.
Fuck that. Like
burning calories,
dude,
yo.
Oh, yeah.
I work in an office. Comfy AC. And I got pissy today when the AC broke and it was up to 80. And I'm like, God damn it. It's hot out.
We got guys.
It's hot inside. And I'm like,
you
80
whiny
degrees.
Little bitch.
This dude's over here. Yeah, it's like 150 wasn't fucking bad.
Yeah,
like,
I guess I'll play the middle man. I just work outside all day, so I mean,
the smoke and the
I should sue.
It's somebody. No, dude, it's horrible, but it truly is. But I think you end up getting kind of used to it, or learning how to adapt
so
to it. You know,
you're in this. It's a smelter plant. Is it like you're inside of a building?
Yeah, it's a big building. Really big, actually. I couldn't tell you exactly how big it is, but. Yeah,
so when you melt down this product, is it like you're filling up like colanders? What are you pouring in?
Well, so it goes through this dryer, this big dryer, when we get the powder basically from the mine, and then it goes through a dryer, and then it gets
hold
sent.
The fuck up. I'm gonna pause real quick. Did you just say that you get like powder? It's not like rocks that you're dealing with.
No, well, so they from what so when the mine gets the rock and they break it up, then it goes in through the mill. And then they do their floating system, or I don't know the whole process
right.
of the mill,
dude,
but
all the equipment up there is covered in like fucking soot type shit.
Yeah,
right.
It's bad.
I just assumed it was like dirt from the fucking like you're mining, you're
yeah,
you're digging
I
in the
it
ground.
Was like
dude, 1930s, I don't fucking know.
Like,
I don't
style rocks like you were literally getting
yeah.
rocks. Yeah, like, okay, we're melting this down.
Well, no, so we get it, and then it goes through, and it's like dirt basically, kind of, and then but once it comes out of the furnaces and stuff like that, we have to. We do deal with like huge, huge chunks sometimes of the platinum. And you think like a piece like, you know, a softball size, if it's pure, like we call it matte, like platinum and palladium or whatever, dude, it's heavy.
Is it really?
Oh, fuck yeah. It's heavy.
Like a softball? Like,
yeah.
How heavy are we talking? Like, are you able to lift it up with one arm?
It's
and
super
like,
dense. It's like a shot put?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably about a shot put. Yeah. I mean, and it got home still. But, and you can still, you're like, holy fuck, I want. You know, a pebble.
I just thought that was my nut sack stuff.
Yeah.
That's weird. Yeah, I thought I had a tumor, but I just kind of let it go.
Hey, honey, you should feel this third nut. Turns out it's worth. No, that's rad, dude. I never knew like the process. I just know like. Okay, I
watched
work over, I work
Snow
at the
White,
mine, but I work at the.
Store. I watched Snow White, and those dwarves were fucking miners, and I was like, no, bro, they're just pulling shit out, and it's like diamonds.
When I think of so there's two things when I think of mining. Minecraft, where you hit a block and it pops, and then you get the fucking the sediment out, you know, the coal, the redstone.
Right.
Also, I think of the Hobbit when they melt down the statue, you know, and he's jumping on the big fucking bellows.
The bellows and the
fires up those fucking ovens, and they literally turn that solid into that liquid.
Yeah,
which know. I mean, that's what happens.
Of course.
But like,
so what's the end product?
So the end product when you were saying what do we pour these things into, like so the hot metal, we pour it into like these huge ladles, and we were talking about how heavy they weighed the other day, but we got to fly them with cranes and stuff. So we pour this into a big ladle, hot metal, and we fly it up with a crane into the tipping station, and then there's these high pressured sprays, and it granulates it and turns it into fucking little tiny BBs, like little metal. And then From there, we have to dry it again and send it to the base metal refinery. And that actually, the final product, we have a huge bin that weighs like 7,000, 6,000 pounds. And it sends over to the BMR and it ends up turning into like, I think, a 5-gallon bucket. And Jesus. But it's worth like a couple million.
Jesus fucking
yeah.
Can you imagine being the guy like, hey, take that bucket over to headquarters, you just load it in your fucking Taurus.
I need to go find myself I'm going to go start a mine somewhere and start digging. No.
Let's get the rights.
We'll just start digging shit. Like, yeah. Like we don't got to
buy the mineral rights first.
Nope.
And then you got to deal with the EPA because you're mining.
This is America, goddammit. Yeah,
for sure. Okay, so let's talk facial hair in the mine.
Yeah, because I feel like if you're in that hot, like...
Right? I mean, yeah. it's a myth that you are hotter with a beard. I explained right. that about but, evaporative
I mean,
cooling and stuff.
But if you're working around magma like that, I feel like you should, like...
Yeah.
Facial hair might not...
No, I agree.
I'd be scared.
No, they so we have to wear respirators, but they also have these things called a PAPR, and it's basically like a battery-powered... respirator, and it looks like almost like a little space helmet.
Sure.
And you put it on, and you have a belt, and there's a battery, and it sucks in fresh air and filters out all the SO2 gases and all the other gases and the particulates that come off of that. So, if you want to wear a half mask respirator, you can't have a beard.
Right.
But so now since they came out with those things,
like a fucking space helmet, like that's legit.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah,
what is it called? Hold on,
a PAPR. Yeah,
PAPR.
You can find them on Amazon too. Actually, we found that out the other day. We were looking. They're pretty spendy.
So you have to wear a respirator all day?
No, not all day.
Okay,
no.
I was like, you literally walk into the office and
my fucking god,
you gotta strap up.
Did you find it,
bro? That's legit. Like, look at this, bro.
We don't have those ones, but there are. That's basically what it is. I'll see if I can't pull something up.
Like, look at this one.
Yeah, that's what. Oh. That's like what we wear.
Oh my god, that's fucking.
When do you have to wear that? Oh, you're good. When do you have to wear that?
So
like when a spill happens or some shit. Or?
Well, if you're so there's hot metals.
I feel like you'd have to wear that all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. People they want you to, but we you get kind of used to the the SO2.
Like Chernobyl, you just keep.
Well, no, and it sucks because I didn't think that at first when I first started. And you got all these old guys walking around, and I mean, there's smoke and gas.
Are
like
they
your lungs?
Them or
are, not? No, no. Some a lot of them don't.
Well, fuck! You got to sign a waiver to not wear that shit, then, right? Just so you can't, you're not, so the company's not liable because they told you you had to wear that shit.
Well,
so you can't come back later and be like, yeah, I got mesothelioma.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. I think like if it's where there's a lot of big bosses around,
yeah,
people grab it,
right?
But yeah,
definitely,
yeah. But like, I don't know, dude.
If you think about it, those old dudes are probably lifers. They're not gonna sue the company. They know what they're fucking doing.
We had one night where we were blowing out ductwork because of the
I'm sorry, you were blowing what?
Ductwork. So it's like the ventilation.
I heard ducks, and I was like, it's got a little turn.
So the the ventilation plugged up, and so we have to blow it out with these air lances. And dude, the plant was just smoking, like rolling in smoke. And this old guy
opened up the garage doors.
Yeah, this old guy, dude, he's just up there barking orders. He's funnier than hell, but he was just barking orders, telling us what to do. And you couldn't see from me to the light over there, like seriously. And I'm like, and he just was taking it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
he's
dude.
Dude, but again, yeah, if you think about it, those lifers sometimes, I've known some dudes that work in like factory jobs. That
And you're like, oh, hell yeah, dude.
You're like, the young dudes are wearing all of the safety gear and they're out there in a fucking coveralls. And you're like, I don't think that's safe. No, I got this shit.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh,
we're
good. And then they call you pussies and stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you fuck, what are you, a pussy? And it's like, dude,
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to save
fucking
my fucking
live.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't want to be the guy on the radio who's like,
I used to work on a battery. I never know.
You know, I feel bad for that guy. You know, it's like,
my coworker, you didn't know, and now my life is ruined.
Like, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like that, you know?
I have to say that you did that terrifyingly.
That was pretty good.
I saw a commercial when I was a little kid, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And this poor old guy had a hole in his throat, and he was like,
yeah,
the smoking.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those. That terrified me,
the
dude.
The campaign in the 90s, they had the TV, and I was like, Mom, what's that? And he goes, that's what you get from tobacco.
Dude,
and I was
some like, of the campaign shit that, like, pushes that push through, like, not even just tobacco. Do you guys remember the meth commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and not like, even the, with the... with those like, fucked up sounds? Yeah.
They were fucking terrifying, and I was an adult.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah. The tube thing fucked me up when I was a little man. I was yeah. like, nope, I'm never smoking.
That's why I chewed.
Yeah, yeah.
I chewed for a
so much
time.
Healthier.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Might lose my job, but...
You can get new teeth, dude. You can't...
You can't get a new jaw. Well, you can get a new jaw now.
So nah, but... I did Copenhagen for a long time, but then I just switched over to, like, street... Just nicotine pouches, you know? When my kids are born, I was like, yeah, I'm just gonna not do the Copenhagen thing. Cause nicotine can give you gum disease, but it's not gonna give you cancer. So
yeah
I'll give you cancer if you want. I mean,
yeah, for sure. I'm getting it from your secondhand smoky piece of shit, so.
I hope you like it though. It's blueberry.
It's like grapefruit.
It's blueberry.
It's like red blueberry.
Let's talk about so are you guys like limited to like chewing in the mines? You can't like smoke and have shit, right?
No, they there's certain areas where they let people smoke, but
take like 12
it, smokers. It's smart. Yeah. As far as chewing, they get pissed if we spit it in the floor.
Right. I mean.
Yeah, but the it's dirty.
Are you shitting
you can
me?
You could spit it out on a. You could. It's dusty all the time. You can sweep the floor and the fucker will get dusty in like
okay.
half. My dad goes up there weekly for maintenance because he maintains forklifts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So if you've ever seen a guy with bald guy with big beard from Tractor and Equipment.
No shit.
That's my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to keep an eye out for him. But
they maintain the forklifts up there because he's in the forklift division. And he's always like, that fucking soot or whatever. He's like, just caked with the shit. It cannot be good for equipment.
Can you tell him to get me a couple of the knobs for the steering wheel? They took them fuckers off, dude.
Who did? The mine or the...
The managers or whatever. They thought we were going too fast because we could just spin around.
I think he actually said something about that, too. Motherfuckers, that's nice on a forklift.
Oh, dude, yeah, but and then they turned down the speed, so we're like only
limiter,
4 or 5 miles an hour.
Yeah, he talked about that too.
What's the point of a forklift? You can't go like 20. Well,
haven't you ever seen? Haven't you? Okay, so if you ever worked in a warehouse, you had to go through forklift safety.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever watch the shitty ass forklift videos?
Oh
where
yeah.
Guys, phew, and he drives straight off the dock, and it shows. He gets landed on, and it's got a fake body that just gets pulled in half and shit.
It's got ketchup coming
out
of it or something.
Oh, God, it's so funny. Or
I've seen that one.
He gets impaled by the thing, and it's just, it cuts to a dummy, and it goes, and the fucking fork just goes right through his body.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, God. Dude.
Dude, I love old, like, training videos.
No.
For a while, I searched YouTube and just went on a fucking spree of, like, terrible fucking videos.
Yeah.
And it's great, because... We were all forced to watch them. Like, if you were in specific businesses, that was training videos you had to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you remember the old driver's ed videos? Like, I took driver's ed in, what, like, 2004 or 5?
Yeah, me too.
And so, oh, my God, dude, like, mine was 05, 06, I think.
Mine would have been 04.
Oh, yeah, because you're a couple years, yeah, so.
I graduated 06, so yeah.
Oh, so you took driver's ed late. I took mine my freshman year.
Yeah, I took it sophomore year.
Oh, okay. Well, we know why.
I was a fucking, I was a slacker.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, like, those videos are horrible.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like, this could happen to you, and it's like, a train, you know, and it just cuts to, like, a fucking Hot Wheels scene.
Okay. So, speaking on that Hot Wheels scene. So,
all right,
back in the day, back in high school, me and my buddies, we used to, we were all in theater together, and we were like, hey, fuck it. Let's make movies for our project. Yeah, I was
in theater?
I was in theater,
that's
bro.
That's how you got into porn.
That's another story, sir.
Okay, right.
That's a good one though. But no, so we were in theater and our project was to do like a project on I don't know if you guys remember the Greek play Medea.
I think I heard of that.
No,
she goes crazy, kills her kids, whole big thing. So
she's like Casey Anthony.
Did Casey Anthony go crazy or was she just kind of?
She's just a fucking psycho bitch. And
yeah.
Like,
so again, yeah, she's so she's not.
Yeah.
But you get it.
Yeah.
So we decided to make this a film called Medea, the buddy cop film. And it was like a
buddy. You had the whole class or you?
No, just me and my buddies. And so we were making this buddy cop movie. And it was fucking over the top ridiculous. Like at one point, like our dude, the main character, makes a glass of milk to the MacGyver theme song. Using a paper, a pencil, and a paper clip. And he like, God, I'm thirsty. I have a paper, a pencil, and a paper clip. And the MacGyver theme song starts, and he pulls out a glass of milk. Like, over the top stupid. So we're about to film a car chase scene in his neighborhood. We're not going super fast. We've got orange, bright orange cap guns. And we're filming that. Like, we set a dude up on the other corner. Now? So we set a dude up on the other corner, like, in the alley. We're like, all right, we're going to come around the corner, and you just record that part, and then we're going to go to a different spot.
Yeah.
Cop rolls up. Uh-oh. And there's two of them. And I'm like, okay. And so we're sitting in the car, and he's like, hey, put your hands on the dash. Or put your hands on the steering wheel. So I am in the passenger seat, and I reach over because my buddy has his hands on the steering wheel. So I go to put my hands on the steering wheel. And he, like, kind of gets pissed. He's like, hands on the dash. And I'm like, fuck, okay. The fuck are you guys doing? Filming a movie? Yeah? You guys driving around out here. What are you doing? Filming a movie. See that orange cap gun there? What's that about? Filming a fucking movie. Like, what the fuck do you want from us? Best part is...
Dude, we're seriously just...
Here's the best part. So, after all of this... Gives us a fucking ticket for obstructing a driveway. Fucking stopped us at the goddamn driveway. And so we had to film the rest of the scenes with Hot Wheels.
Were you at least filming while he was doing
shit?
That would have been good film.
The
buddy
was on the other corner. He came around the corner, sees the cops, and he instantly turned the camera off. So it was...
Oh, I wouldn't have even
came
over to the cops.
Well, I mean... We were skaters.
Generally,
we were just skaters that like to skate and have fun.
If you're not doing anything wrong, you're gonna go talk to the cops and they show up. You're like, oh fuck, what do they want? You know, regardless if you know why they're there. Like, I just feel like back then people were like, yeah, man, I'll go talk to them. Now everyone's like, I'm gonna see what I can get away with.
Even back then, I was kind of terrified of cops, dude. Like, I've had cops pull guns on me.
Oh yeah,
like I've been put in handcuffs multiple times. Yes, one time I did deserve it, but, I mean...
Every Friday night.
I'm not going to say all cops are bad, because obviously they're not. But I've definitely had some that I run into that I was like, bro, why the fuck are you treating me like this? What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
Having a bad day.
Or it's just because of me, because of how I look. I don't necessarily blame it on that, but I mean, I will say there's times that I feel like looking the way that I look totally gets me stereotyped a certain way. Let's be real. If I were to throw a leather jacket on, shave my head all the way down, stand out in the middle, throw some patches on, would you imagine that I rode a motorcycle? I've ridden a crotch rocket once. Mini fucking crotch rocket once, and like that was it. So
I'll give you that. I
can see it. I mean,
I know you, so I'm just like, yeah, it's Corey's stoner, you know, like
this. But with the beard, with the beard too.
It doesn't. I'm just like stereotyping you.
Yeah,
I can tell. You know, you wear baggy clothes. You know, I can picture you wearing JNCOs back in the day.
I did wear JNCOs.
I actually had
some fucking. I had FUBU gear too. Like
FUBU.
Yeah.
What did you wear back in the fucking 90s?
I was born in 96.
Oh, what the fuck?
I didn't realize you were five years younger. Yeah, yeah. So,
I feel old as fuck.
But,
damn.
Yeah.
Like, even my sister is older than you. Damn.
What did you wear in the 90s?
I was born in 87. My sister was born in
93. Okay.
So, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Dude, so it's the skating thing. I was a skater, too. But at the time, it was the skinny jeans. But then it was baggy pants or skinny jeans.
See, and I guess that would have been high school. High school was when the skinny jeans started coming out because of emos.
I got into the skate scene in 7th grade, which would have been 2003 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Really heavy, dude. Tony Hawk had just done the fucking 900
yep.
a couple years prior in the X Games. And skating was going fucking hard.
Yeah.
That back then, it was you wore your pants as low as possible.
Yeah.
Your butt... And your boxers. You had to wear boxers. You had to get rid of those tighty whities.
The Joe boxers, dude.
The Joe boxers. You had to wear boxers, and their pants had to be below your ass cheeks. I don't know why. I never did that.
I wanted
to be cool, so I did that. Also, all through junior high, I wore a chain on my wallet, and I don't know why.
Right, I'm going to stand up real quick just for this one.
But you got a chain right now? That's all right.
He's got the chain, dude.
I still rock a chain, only because it's one of those things that, for me, I know it's always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the chain is gone, I know it's I'm fucked. My wallet's gone.
Yeah.
But at it's also part of my personality.
It helps me with taking my wallet out and set in places, you know. But regardless, I did that, and then I became like the athlete type in high school, you know. But
oh, fuck.
I still enjoy skating to this day.
I was not an athlete like in high school. look at me. Think I fucking dude.
I threw 48 touchdowns back in.
I was gonna try out for football, it's but the coach's sport. Son.
You can't get coach's cut. Son. You just fucking make no, it.
Coach's son was playing the position I was going for.
And you take second place, and then you just sit
on the.
That wasn't hard. For me. That's hard, right there.
Like so, so it was one of those that I was like,
I want to be starting quarterback, Greg.
So, yeah, pretty like no, I fuck quarterback. I would have been total defense.
Yeah. The skinny jeans though were. We rocked those baggy too.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was.
I remember a bunch of emos with the people that had them like.
You wore the low top Van slip-ons and you fucking rock skinny jeans that are hanging way the hell down. Also, these fucking 98 pound dudes don't have an ass. They don't have fucking. They're just straight. They're just fucking straight, dude. I keep
fucking hitting.
I'm shocking myself with the electricity in here. That's rad.
You
need to
calm yourself, fucker.
Shocking. I'll have to hit record on that here again too. I will have to figure that out. Why it only does 29 minutes.
That's weird.
It's like at the limit. I'll have to remember how to fully use that. Because I used to... I have what's called the Elgato Cam link. Mm-hmm. And it lets me live stream.
Did you say Elgato?
That's cool, man.
The cat?
Yep. Elgato is the biggest brand. They're the only ones making these cam links. So you can live stream with a DSLR camera.
Ooh, that's
so that's what we used to do. But obviously it's way the fuck up there.
Yeah.
So... Once I get back to that and I get a better system to work with back here, but this is working. I'm quite enjoying this actually. But no.
Back to like youngest schools. Where did you go to school?
Battle Mountain, Nevada.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is it a wealthy community?
No. Like, well, it's a small mining town.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I grew up in with mining.
With mining
in
the blood, that makes sense.
Yeah, my dad was a mechanic in the mines. My older brother's an underground miner, and my little brother's now, and my mom even worked in a mine.
Jeez,
and she's still
a family business. I love it.
That's where the kids were made.
Yeah, yeah.
Straight in the mine.
Well, it's kind of like Columbus, Montana. It's basically like
you know all those fuckers like.
Oh, small.
It's small.
Like, seriously, how many employees are at the smelter?
Oh man, I want to say that there was a paper that came out the other day, like, God, maybe 20 or 2 grand.
Jesus,
2,000
employees.
I want
to
say about
fucking Columbus.
It may be a little more or a little less, but I can't.
How big is this building, bro?
No, it's that's just between both mines,
oh,
the mills,
okay.
And the.
Okay,
yeah.
I was like, Jesus,
yeah.
They're packing 2,000 people into this thing.
Like, because Stillwater, have you ever camped up at like? Woodbine?
No.
You got to drive right through the mine.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
You literally drive right next to the people, right where the people park. Like, fucking the mining dump trucks go right across the road.
That's fucking weird.
There's a quarry or whatever on the other side of the road or some shit.
Huh.
And there's a river right here. The fucking mine is right here. Like, the entrance underground, right up on the hill. And you drive right past it and down into the campground.
Huh.
It's really rad. I've always wanted to tour a mine.
Yeah,
see, I want to tour a mine, but at the same time...
Are you afraid?
No, like, I feel like that elevator would go too slow down where I'm like, I want it to, like, free fall a little bit, give me a little scare, you know?
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I know that, like, there is, you know, like, the shafts and stuff, but they're also, like, I think I don't know how it is up at the hill up at Nye, but, like, I think you can drive down there, too. I think they take, the portals are pretty big.
So the part that blows my mind is, like, you're going miles into a mountain.
Really? Like that far?
Oh,
miles,
dude, yeah.
Bro. Miles.
Fuck.
Think of from our shop to
cartoons
your home, which
fucking
is like,
lied to me.
Which is like maybe 3 miles from here to your house. Think of going that distance into a fucking mountain. That's
I'd kinda,
nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet I like there's lights and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, but dude, I'm just talking like the sheer...
Oh, yeah, that's
the
crazy.
The sheer numbers. You're literally going miles.
You know what would be... I don't know. In Butte, Montana, they got that...
Copper mine.
I said Butte, Montana. What the fuck? In Butte.
Yeah.
So
Butte, America.
Yeah, my fault. No, so in Butte, they've got that underground or that... Yeah, but there's a
no, the
museum.
Pit.
No, yeah. But there's a museum over there. Yeah, the museum of the mining museum of the world. Yeah.
Oh, shit, I haven't been over that.
You could take an underground tour, and they'll drop you down. But like all these tours, I've seen it since I was little. Like when you go down there, like they have everybody shut their cap lamps off on their hard hat. You can't see nothing.
So
yeah.
I was at the Deer Lodge prison. Took a tour there once, and they were like, "Hey, we can throw you in solitary confinement. While we walk around the rest of the woman's thing, and we'll come back from you." First off, pretty fucking sure that place is haunted.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty fucking sure. But that darkness, like, even just in, like, that cell was fucking dark. Like, I could not see my hand in front of my face, terrifying. Like,
yeah.
Nope.
Like, could this... Not,
yeah.
That scares me. Oh, so something I've always been fascinated... It kind of plays off minds, but... excuse me. So, like... Sometimes you get wrapped into, like, watching YouTube. Before I bought this business, I'd, like, watch YouTube late at night, you know?
So right.
Fuck it, I'm done playing video game and watch YouTube. Excuse me. I saw a documentary on what's called the Nutty Putty Cave.
The fuck is the Nutty Putty Cave?
Nutty Buddy?
Nutty Putty.
Putty, like...
The toy.
Nutty
Putty. It's called the Nutty Putty Cave. It's just a famous cave system in the United States that people like to explore. So I was like, oh, I've always kind of been interested in, you know, spelunking. That's the term for...
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Roaming around caves and shit, you know. You watch the movie The Cave back in the day with Cole Hauser.
Yep.
Or The Descent. And you're like, fuck, there's people. There's fucking whole civilizations living these motherfuckers.
Because
we've never explored
millions
of miles of cave systems in the United States we've never been in, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me, but that's a whole different... We can talk about that next. But this thing about Nutty Putty Cave is like, oh, fuck, there are actually people who do this, you know. And this was like... 5 or 6 years ago, this guy was crawling around in these cave systems, and one of the dudes was, you know, going through a crevice that was no wider than his shoulders, right?
Fuck that.
And it's one of these things where you have to go up across and then down. Well, he got to this part and got stuck, and so he's like upside down.
Oh, yeah, the dude that died?
He fucking...
They couldn't save him.
30-some hours or whatever later, he fucking dies.
Yeah, because
they had professional divers and they couldn't get him. They finally extracted his fucking body out.
Yep.
And it's, you know, like, can you imagine that? Just getting stuck, and you're like, dude, are you okay? And you just hear your brother say, no, fuck it, like, I'm stuck, you know? Like, that's fucking
And you're alive just dying.
So, like, yeah, we're talking
it's
like...
It's not an instant death. You have to just slowly...
Why the fuck, like, Lewis and Clark Caverns, you guys have been to those.
Oh, yeah.
Those are big-ass caves, right?
You can
fucking drive a semi through those. We're talking cave systems that are, like... The size of our bodies.
We growing up in northern Nevada, dude, that's where you got up in the hills, like... In certain parts of the mountains, there's abandoned mine shafts, and we used to go in them as kids. They say don't do it, but yeah, and everybody does. You party, but you can drive
like
a four wheeler up and
like,
go.
Let's fucking rage, and you're like, well, we explored them,
like from the movies, you know. I was like, oh, do we know where the lake is? You go to the lake, people like that, like, oh, we're going to the mine, you know.
We're going to the mall.
Bringing the chicks and the fucking Busch Lights.
Yeah.
I don't think. Did you guys drink Busch Light when you were like? What did Nevadans drink?
No. We, more importantly, to add on to that, when did you start drinking?
Oh.
When did I start drinking? I think I.
Your parents will watch this.
I think I had my. Man, it probably was like. Seventh grade, sixth or seventh, like junior high, right before
you
junior high.
You had your first beer, like without your parents.
Yeah, because, well, we had my brother-in-law had a farm, and we, on the summertime, we would go.
Okay.
And,
That's explanatory, then. That's a little different.
That's not a party in the city.
Let's say your first beer, not with family.
Not with family. Yeah. Probably 7th or 8th grade. How old are you in, like, 7th or 8th grade?
13.
Yeah.
You're 12 in 6th grade. Your 7th and 8th grade, junior high, or most formative years are like 13, 14.
Yeah, I would say about then, because I remember me and my buddy both split like three. We drank together three Keystone Lights of his dad's Keystone Light.
I could just see him. They were like.
He's like, dude,
Oh, you go. No, you go.
Yeah.
No, you go.
Yeah, and we, he, so his dad had a loft up above where he put all of his camping stuff. And we...
Yo, Jay, do you want to go experiment in the loft?
No. So, no, it wasn't like that.
We only got shitty.
No. So, there was a couple of us, but so we ended up, like, sleeping up there because we were drawing fucking rockets on fucking this dude that passed out.
You're drawing dicks on a dude that passed out?
Right. Yeah. But he was, like, dicks, one of our... Yeah.
I was really confused. I was like, seventh graders were drawing, like...
Oh, rockets? Dude, yeah. What the
fuck? Is there something I didn't know about?
Well, one of the baseball coaches that we had, he was like a family friend too, but he passed out on a couch, and so we fucking everybody was.
He was
a,
your coach? Well, he was partying with young kids?
No, we weren't partying. We were sneaking the beer when they got done, so he passed out.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm really. So we need some context. You were drawing dicks on your coach while you were drunk?
For one, was hanging out with players outside of the game or practice at a house, and he got so fucked up he passed out.
No,
with
so
children around.
So it's weird, dude, because in the small town, it's really fucking weird. You got everybody knows everybody. So the baseball coaches, that's who it was, and my buddy's dad was a baseball coach, but he would help us. This other guy that passed out,
we called him assistant coach.
Uncle Jim. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he would help us every once in a while. So he passed out. And we're like, fuck, dude, let's go draw a dick on Pete. And so we went and did that. So we're like, fuck, where are we going to sleep? And he's like, we got the loft up here in the garage. So we went up there. But anyway, so we were coming. He was going down to get one last beer. And he fell off the fucking fridge. The door opened. He put his foot wrong. And the fucking door swung open. And he fucking ate shit.
Okay.
And I think that's what I was getting back to earlier, but yeah, there is definitely partying with, you know, coaches and all that shit at some point.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
That's awkward.
It's weird.
Like, okay, so Billings isn't a big town. 150,000.
We're a big town.
If you go back 10 years when I was in high school, I would have never, there were a couple of teachers I would have gladly hung. Believe me.
Oh, there were a couple of teachers that I'm pretty fucking sure
we had the shit they wore. Well, we had a full-on teacher have sex with a student at school. But that one made national news. But
it made national news.
Oh fuck yeah!
Oh shit!
My buddy hooked up with the teacher that I went to high school with. But
dude,
it was a year after
when I was a senior, we had two or three, you know, fresh out of college.
And you were 18.
Girl teachers. I was 18. Girl teachers come back. They were 22, 23 years old, teaching us.
Yeah,
it's like that's.
And they weren't ugly. They weren't.
See,
that's rough.
I had only one teacher that I can remember growing up, like through all of it, that I was like, But the rest of them were all old, like. Maybe it's because you guys are younger.
Dude, no. The 90s grade school scene was all old, bitchy ass fucking ladies.
Yeah.
I had one super cool. Like, first through sixth grade, I had like three schools because they closed, not because I moved. First through sixth grade, or kindergarten through sixth grade, I had one male teacher. Mr. Richmond for third grade. He was fucking baller, dude. He was awesome.
My fifth grade teacher,
Mrs. Shahan, I actually mow her lawn. She's fucking rad too. Everyone else was ruder than shit, dude.
Yeah.
They're just mean. They're fucking mean. And the lunch ladies were just the meanest old bitches.
Yeah, the lunch ladies were always.
Here's the best part is I didn't have all of these teachers until like fifth grade. I was homeschooled. And then I went to church school.
So you couldn't sleep with your teacher until you were fifth grade?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's
I could have, but fucking, we're not crossing into that territory this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like I guess I don't remember. I don't remember church school because I was too young for it. I just remember being forced to learn fucking like Bible verses and shit.
Is that the only thing you were forced to do?
No, I was forced to keep my finger. I was forced to keep my finger when it was cut off too. That's. It's a shame.
You got
to
cut off?
Oh, dude, I was like five. Yeah. We were playing on cinder blocks at the church. We're kids. And we were playing castle. And this kid was like, I'm going to tip it over. It's catapult. And it landed perfectly that it hit my hand. And it hit just this finger. Like, I can't bend this shit anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It was hanging on by a centimeter of skin and shit.
Holy.
Like, I have wires and shit still in my fingers. Like, look at this shit.
Yeah, dude, like, you almost lost your finger.
Yeah, it's fucked up, dude.
How the fuck do you pick your butt and stuff, dude?
I'm not able to, unfortunately.
No, it actually accidentally goes in. Yeah, it's your strong hand.
Exactly.
That's fucking rad. No, dude, like, grade school was horrible. So the first school I went to was awesome, right? I went to it.
What was your first school?
Garfield.
Ooh.
It's a massive, massive school that this town has. And then the stupid school board was like, yeah, it's decrepit. We're going to cram all you guys into these.
But wait, isn't it reopened?
Right after school district 2 sold it because it was shitty. Some other company bought it. Now they run classes and shit out of there. They always have.
Oh, I thought it was just.
It's just a school board. Oh, stupid. So regardless, then I had to go. Well, they split the whole school up into like several smaller schools. So I had to go to another school in fifth grade called Ponderosa. Way too small. So they fucking crammed 40 kids into one thing. This was 2001. So I was in Mrs. Shohan's class when 9/11 happened. You know, so that's why I specifically remember that school. Of course, everyone remembers that day.
Right? Oh, yeah.
But
absolutely.
But that school was actually really fun because that was the first time that the school board or the school district tried to do switching classes. So, like, we were, like, switching classes like 7th and 8th graders do, but we did that in 5th and 6th grade.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we got, a head start on that. So in 5th grade, we're 9, 10 years old. Probably like 10 years old. We're literally having to pack our shit and go to a whole different classroom. The teachers didn't come to you. You walked around. Like,
yep.
We had like passing periods in 5th and 6th grade, right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
And then from 6th grade, then I went over to Riverside, the middle school, which is like in our town. It's like the
Wait,
the
in 6th grade?
7th grade.
Okay.
The crappiest middle school. No, our middle schools are normal. We have 7th and 8th.
No, we don't anymore. It's 6th, 7th,
and 8th. It's 6th, 7th, and 8th.
So here's the thing.
Bastards.
When I was in Washington, because I moved here in 6th grade.
Washington State or D.C.?
Washington State. When I moved from Washington State, I had just finished 5th grade. I was coming here. I was so pissed because in Washington, I would have been going straight to middle school for 6th grade. I get here and they're like, oh, you're still in elementary. And I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm supposed to be going into middle school.
I'm a big boy now.
Yeah,
I go pee setting like, up.
Where were you at in Washington?
A little place called Wenatchee.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's a little fucking valley town.
Yeah.
Baller. I don't remember
much about it. What about you? How was the school system down there?
It was, I don't know, it was all right. We did the same shit. I remember, like you were saying, back to the shitty teachers, man. Kindergarten, from the day it started, it seemed like. And then, but first grade hit, and I had a pretty cool teacher, Mrs. Parrish. She was, like, actually really, really cool and nice, but... 7th and 8th grade, and then from freshman year to senior year, you know. But
if you think about it, you lived in a small town.
Yeah.
Like 2,000 people.
Yeah, so you like, well, you went, you lived your whole life in that town?
Yeah, till I graduated.
Damn. And then,
so I just want to reiterate on, like, grade school was not the only time we had crappy teachers, at least not me. There were some fucking horrible teachers in high school.
Oh, yeah. They're always horrible teachers.
I had great teachers in high school.
I had fantastic ones, too. And the whole student body knew what ones were the cool ones, right?
Right.
But there were some horrible fucking teachers.
And I feel like that's even that way now, though. Like, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. There's always going to be those old tenured bitches who are like, you know what? I didn't have any control of my life, so I'm just going to control these kids.
Yeah.
These
motherfuckers. It's a power trip.
Oh, it is a power trip. You can tell their whole life fucking sucks.
But there was also some ones that were shitty, but they also could, like, you could fuck with them and they'd fuck back with you.
Oh, yeah. You know? Dish the shit and then, like, oh, secretly you got an F.
We had this.
I thought you were kidding!
Yeah, we were kidding.
Checkmate.
We had this fucking English teacher named Mr. Mars. M-A-R-Z.
Fucking legit.
Was he one of those goofy motherfuckers?
He looked like Dr. Phil.
Oh,
exactly like Dr. Phil.
No, but Dr. Phil is prevalent then, right? That was a decade ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so but people knew who Dr. Phil was. Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I would think. But so we were walking through the hallway going to different classes one day, and him and I would always fuck with each other, and I was like, Mr. Mars, where the fuck's your bra at, man? You know, because he turns around. I wasn't
in your mama's house.
He goes at your. I left it at your mom's last night, and I was like, yeah. My buddies were like, "Holy fuck, dude!
I'm going to the principal." Yeah. He just you get him fired.
Yeah.
No, dude. So I loved teachers who could dish back this shit.
That was cool, though. You know.
But then we had some fucking. Dude, I went to a public school. But we had some godly teachers too, where they're like, "Oh no, children, make sure you."
I never had any of those. Only in my church.
Bullshit.
School.
It's like go to the Catholic school. You're gonna talk like that. Like we're inner city kids here, man. Come on now, we ain't playing that shit.
Yeah.
You know.
So sad, motherfucker.
Dude. Okay. Let's talk facial hair, right? Did you guys had like the one or two dudes who had a fucking full face beard in high school, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had like two of them.
Two of them actually got some length, right?
Oh yeah.
But it wasn't like. I mean, it was strong. It was there. You know, it was a healthy beard.
Was it really?
Yeah, there was a couple of them. Like no. At a young age.
Yeah.
But
all of mine were old that had beards.
So were these dudes in high school, were they always the big, huge, fat guys?
No.
No.
Nope.
Okay, that must just be me then.
And these two, the two that I remember off the top of my head.
They were skinny dudes? Beards.
Little skinny dudes. Like, and when I say little, I mean like your size, but like skinny.
Exactly.
Come on, you're what like what, 5'4"? Four?
I'm 5'6", a-hole. I'm 5'6".
Okay. So, yeah, 5'6".
Yeah.
But, like, shorter than me.
My government-issued ID says I'm 5'6".
I like that you say my government-issued ID says that I'm, like, 175 pounds.
In college, when our football coach was like, hey, what's your stats? I was like, 5'7". Yeah, you gave yourself an extra inch, right?
That's what's funny is you say that because I played basketball in Spokane. And they put me at like 6 foot, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah, I'm like, all right,
dang, got 4-inch heels, dog.
Yeah, it was funnier than shit. Dude,
so those guys in high school, like we had the couples. Like, what did you guys rock in high school? I just had like I had a half goatee.
Everything.
You had the full face beard,
dude. I could do anything in high school.
You're just one. Well, look at your body though. You're just a hairy motherfucker.
I am, yeah. But like I had a goatee. Like, my wife took pictures of my high school pictures, like, recently, and she was kind of giggling about them, but no, like...
She's like, oh my God, Carrie, go back to
I had a goatee senior year. Right. I had, like, just the chin at one point.
I rocked the chin.
No, not even the soul patch. Oh. Like, the chin scruff.
See, that's like, all I had, and I let it get long, and I had it so I could chew on it in class. Oh, and I think back, I'm like, what the
that's
fuck?
Gross,
man? Yeah,
just like, munch on
I,
it.
See, I would have been one of those. I would have made fun of dudes like that. Because, yeah, I have facial hair, but I like...
Yeah, nobody made fun of me.
Tim, do you have a Napoleon complex? Like, do you have a little man syndrome?
No, I just got this reputation, I guess. Like, so, of course, I hung out with all football players. And being as I was short, I played fullback and middle linebacker.
Right.
And dude, all the time, like, because of my height, when I would go to hit somebody... It would be my head into their fucking chin. And so they would always, like, just rock their shit. And I really enjoy violence, right? And so I'm always up for putting my fucking nose in there. Even though I'm a little guy, I just, like, transferred over and, oh, he's just an angry little person. No, not really. I'd just fuck you up, you know? But, like, people just didn't. They just, I don't know. My high school was pretty good at, like, not bullying, really. There weren't a lot. But there were a couple fucking douchey-ass basketball player preps from the rich neighborhood here. They were the biggest pussies. They would never play football.
Oh yeah, you went to senior. That's different.
Yeah, they were just big pussies from Briarwood, dude. They would never play a contact sport. But those were the bullies. But no, man, we didn't really have real bullying problem at our school. But dude, the facial hair, like, I remember it was like sophomore or junior year. No, it was junior year, right? Because I just started playing varsity, and dressing out for varsity, and we went to a camp, and I can't remember where, or it was a camp here, and all the other schools from Montana come,
right?
As far if you're in AA, right?
Right.
Which is our biggest conference,
right?
And so, dude, some of these motherfuckers are like 6'2", 6'3", and they got a full ass beard, and you're like, what the fuck? It's like the dodgeball scene where Bernice gets trouble for the beaver tranquilizers and shit, you know?
God damn it, Bernice!
Like, dude, it was like that shit. And I'm like,
why are they not testing these guys? The best part about this. My best friend does not do any of those. Doesn't. Steroids are not needed. 12 years old, motherfucker was built like he was 18, could grow a full fucking beard.
Damn. Like, it's just some people's genetics just take off.
Like,
and
even now, dude's built like a linebacker. Like, he's not a fat dude.
Yeah.
But he's built like he could fuck you up something.
That's the Natty Gaines right there.
Right, yeah, for sure, dude. It's gnarly. But one thing I wish I could do is, and now I'm not trying to like sell to young kids by any means, but one thing I wish I could do is like take care of the beard I had when in my early 20s.
Yeah, I didn't know about beard oils and shit when I was.
I think back. Well, and it wasn't prevalent until decades.
No.
So, you know, I mean, it's big now, right? So, but I think back to like, so I met my wife in 2009, and like shortly after that, I had this look a lot, but shortly after that, I started like growing it out. And I look at some of our photos from like 2013 or 2014 before we married. Excuse me. And I have a decent beard, but it's just.
It's mangled.
Pubey as
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
And it's like a fucking disc. And I look back, I'm like, oh my. I didn't even comb that.
This was
like,
cool.
Why was I doing that, right?
See, and I never had a beard back then. I changed it up a lot. Like, I had a General Lee at one point for a while. Like,
I rocked the porno stash for a bit.
Yeah, actually, yeah. I have. I didn't think back on it. I totally did. Fuck like, yeah. It's just.
It's a man's right. You have to walk.
You got to do it, yeah.
I rocked a mustache.
Yeah. I do it every once in a while, but it always only ends up for, like, maybe max 4 days.
Well, yeah, because it's thick, dude. And it just grows in so fast, right?
Well.
Or you just not so, like it.
No,
I'm talking. That's a good question.
Like, how often do you shave it?
Yeah.
The beard? I still do that same thing now, like, as far as
changing it up,
dude. I don't know why, but like, even just basically because of work, it's like, fuck, I'm shaving it because it's hot.
Right.
But then I go back to.
I think I want to go to just the Fu Manchu where you got the mustache and then the goatee right here, right?
Yeah.
So I want to go back to this because I rocked this look for a long time, but my wife hasn't seen it like that for a long time. Or just I want to kind of want to do the mustache and the bars down,
dude.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So trim this.
I had like, that for a while. Yeah.
And you can rock it going down and then just maybe even keep yeah. that little thing.
Or
right
do
there
like
for
the
a
Sugar Ray fucking little soul patch.
Yeah.
It's for licking, you know.
I'm gonna get it tattooed, but
on your face?
No. Fuck. I wouldn't.
Like I literally was like, you're gonna get your soul patch tattooed.
No, let me fucking finish. Okay. I'm gonna get Grave Before Shave tattooed on my face. God damn.
That's
it.
A company. They're gonna sue you.
Yeah, that is a company.
Is it?
Yes, that's a huge company.
It's beard.
The
it's
barbershop
beard.
You get trimmed at carries that, dude.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh.
Tim the Tap Man. You ever seen him? He's a famous streamer.
No.
Ninja's friend. Yeah, he uses Grave.
I don't.
He uses Grave Before Shave.
Well.
So anytime you post that, you're just giving them more power. Because they're a huge company. They have really badass-looking labels.
I
did see
but
the labels.
For me, it's more... It's not even...
It's a saying.
It's a saying. It's more...
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying, yeah, it's a whole company. They're huge.
Oh, well, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, either way.
It's a great saying. I fucking love it.
Like, it's one of those, like, I've said... I did not know they were a company. I apologize to...
You should sue them for using it before.
I have been using this since...
08.
I was 2. I popped out with a goddamn beard.
Yeah. But no, for real. Okay, so you use my oils.
Yeah.
How do you apply them?
Well, so I do it out of the shower, usually.
Right out of the shower?
Right. Well, you know, yeah, like dry it off a little bit and then put like a couple of pinches on there. Or, you know.
He's
couple,
a Copenhagen
legend. A couple of pinches. No, I stopped Copenhagen, dude. I haven't been doing that. But so anyway, and then, yeah, like just rub it around. And then comb it up, dude, I guess. Comb it.
So you rub it. You just put it in your hand. Like, you don't apply with the dropper on your skin.
No. And I don't
but
know,
I mean,
dude.
If
I
you
don't...
think about it with a beard that small, I don't know if you would need to apply it directly to the
so
skin.
So listen.
Do you?
Listen. Recently, well, ever since I did this, I've obviously had to shave to keep up the lines.
Yeah.
So the other day, well, like 2 weeks ago, and this is a product that I'm actually starting to work on. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, maybe. I guess in my mind, I was like, the first time I shaved, I didn't have any shaving cream, right? So I was just using hot water. I was like, fuck, that sucked.
I'll just
use my electric trimmer and trim out my lines, and then use my razor to, you know, clean up.
Right.
So I was like, fuck, what am I going to use? And I'm like, wait, studying all the essential oils for a long time, like, they're all great for your skin. They could probably just double as shaving oils.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the dropper, put it right on my skin above my cheek, this line here, and I just kind of rubbed it in. And then the other side, I put it in my hand and rubbed it in. which the application doesn't matter, but regardless, I just put it on my skin.
Smooth, dude.
I was like, holy fuck, man, smooth as butter.
Yeah.
Weird.
I was like, what the fuck? So I was like, oh my god, this beard oil literally doubles as shave oil.
I've done that with your stuff, actually.
Have you really?
Yeah, because...
So the main... Sorry. No, the main test was like, put it on down here. And I'm using like 4 drops. I wanted it kind of heavy because...
Right.
Hair pulls. Like, my razor isn't new, right?
So right.
I wanted it kind of heavy. So I did a decent amount. Even under here. Do you see any ingrown hairs?
No.
Dude. That's
interesting.
I fucking... I accidentally repurposed it. So my question is like, do I... It's hard to like market the beard oil as a shaving oil too, so I kind of want to do a whole nother thing, right? A part of me is like, I'm literally just going to take the same scents, just turn them into shave oils. But I'm going to put them into a different bottle.
What's the difference between shave oils and shave gels? I've never used a shave oil.
Exactly.
Dude, but it works. I mean, it works. It's like coke. Interesting. Yeah,
dude, it's fucking amazing. So like, dude, the carrier oils, I think, do most of the work. But still, right. You're smelling good. And the best part for me, because I'm still having some beard, I'm applying my beard oil at the same time. Right. So I literally, like the second or third time I tried it, I put it all over my hands, rubbed it all over my face. I shave everything else off, and my beard is still applied with beard oil. And I don't have ingrown hairs.
See, no, I don't. That's, I don't have that problem because well, I just don't shave it.
Exactly. Yeah. But dude, lots of guys shave, and I get lots of people at shows who are like, hey, do you have any shaving products? Well, now I'm going to. I just need to make the label, you know,
the yeah.
1 ounce of shave oil.
But how
they're
do
available
you...
in the same exact sense. You know?
Interesting.
Yeah. Everyone's used shave to a shaving oil. Cream, but it's a shave oil. Dude, it fucking works so damn good.
But especially for the dudes that want to line it up or exactly. do something. Because when you do a shaving cream, I always thought that.
Well,
like,
you can't
how the
see.
Fuck do you... Yeah, you can't.
You can't
yeah.
see. So
the
I
Barbasol,
use...
yeah. Like, my dad always had that. I'm like... I'm trying to line
I
it up.
I used
this
to use the Barbasol,
here.
And you...
Yeah.
Like, well, but if you think about it back then,
this oil's clear.
It wasn't about
no.
lining
it up. Lining no.
it up. Yeah. It was about that. It was taking it off.
But dude, like, I literally... I mean, there's hundreds of... There's a bunch of things using shaving oil. I just figured out that mine literally doubles as that. Because I applied my beard oil one day, and I shaved with it, and it didn't even hurt. Like, I have no ingrown hairs.
Interesting.
On the topic of that, do you have, I haven't looked yet, do you have beard, like, butter or cream?
Yeah. So I have what's called a beard polish, or a beard balm. So it's
or, yeah, yeah.
2 parts shea butter, 1 part beeswax, and the beeswax is so minimal in there. I call it a styling agent, just because a little bit of wax will give, like, Corey some help with the flyaways and, I, you know, like, the stray hairs.
Like,
but
if you're
it's on- not, like, fifth grade hair gel by any means.
You're not like if you're on your motorcycle, it ain't gonna.
No,
it'll go all it'll, fucking wacky. This is a super minimal hold because the amount of actual wax in there is very minimal, and so it's not like a traditional butter where it's just like a leave-in conditioner. My oil does that. I just wanted this a totally different to me. Beard butter and beard oil are very similar. The butter obviously just has the shea butter and the cocoa butter. And whatever other kind of butters, which have different benefits for your hair and your skin. I just wanted to give people a totally different product.
Yeah.
And giving them a styling agent that wasn't too harsh.
See, I thought that like the beard balm or whatever, that kind of thing was like...
It's not beard wax.
Like conditioning.
Well, the beard like, oil itself is a leave-in conditioner.
So that... Okay.
Yeah, the beard oil itself is a leave-in conditioner. And naturally, the polish has beard oil in it since it's
yeah.
available mm-hmm. in all the scents. So it's a leave-in conditioner too. Shea butter and cocoa butter and those things just have different properties.
Right.
You know, and I use shea butter and beeswax. Beeswax is just for that little bit of hold. So you just take your thumb, drag it backwards, and get like a half a thumbnail enough for guys with our length. If you wanted to use it. We don't really have that problem. But like Corey's length, when mine was like not that long, obviously, I'd use a whole thumbnail and you just liquefy it. And you just
you
brush it out. And it fucking, it stays like that for quite a while.
Is that the key, dude? Because, like, I've had the beard, like, for me, the length was, like, you know, long. Like, right. I'm, like, fucking, it's getting annoying almost. And I don't know why, but that's just how I feel.
Yeah, see?
Just with, like, poking my nose and shit, dude, how do you, how do you grow that fucker like that?
You know, honestly, and it's patience.
Yeah.
Like. I will say I fucked up my beard before. Like when I first started growing it, I was like, I'm gonna trim this up myself. It's been like 5 months. I need to trim it up. No. I'm now at the point where I only choose like two barbers to touch yeah. my beard.
Absolutely. Like, yeah.
I made the commitment to having a healthy beard that I was like, no, I'm gonna grow this forever. Like I have walked out of job interviews that have asked me to shave this.
Yeah.
It's not a religious thing. It's a...
Just say you identify as a beard. You can't make a change.
Beard holder. I am a beard. Yeah. Sorry.
I identify as a monkey wearing a toupee and a beard, so you can't fuck with me, yeah. But no, yeah, that's what the polish is. And honestly, I've thought a lot about just changing the name to Balm because everyone knows Beard Balm.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what polish is.
No. Nope.
Yeah. But it's different, dude.
That's it unique. Is different, it's but unique. Like for like we're talking like Google search results and shit.
Yeah.
It'd be way better if it's just Beard Balm. So honestly, on my next label change, I might just call it Beard Balm to be 100% because it's different from Beard Butter. So you've got Beard Balm and Beard Butter. If you just break it down by.
Continue. I'll.
If you just break it down by like total Google searches and like ranking and shit. Beard Balm is way better than polish because nobody searches for polish because nobody knows what the fuck it is.
So,
like
which do you gentlemen prefer, Balm or Butter?
Oh, I use Balm because that's what I make. I don't see the point in Butter as a leave-in conditioner because I treat my beard oil as that.
Right.
See, and that's what I'm kind of trying to figure out because I haven't used the Butter. I've only used your oil.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of other different ones just that, you know, just in the past.
But. I just don't see the purpose of I see the purpose of a beard butter, you know, see, but I really just I feel like
you're beard butter when I'm not throwing I really just, oil in for the day and I'm like
and that's
lounging
fine.
Around the house.
And that's fine because the butter isn't giving you any styling or anything. That's fine. I just chose to stick with the Balm because it's totally different. Now, I have made butters before and because I want that in my product line eventually because everyone searches for beard butter.
Right.
But I just haven't perfected what butters I'm going to use because I like shea butter. Mango butter is really fantastic. Cocoa butter I really want to use, but it's hard because it actually does have a cocoa scent.
So hold on. You can make butter out of anything is what you're telling me?
No. So you buy...
No. You just said mango butter, shea butter,
yeah, those are cocoa actual butters. You don't buy a mango.
Do you like...
You buy,
do
you
they just, melt these?
No, I just
do you
go
milk
to,
a
I
mango?
Just go to my reputable... distribution centers and say, hey, I need some mango butter, so you buy a fucking pound of mango butter.
Yeah. Do you know how you make butter, Tim?
You churn it.
What is butter made with, Tim?
I don't know.
It's fucking made with milk, so you're telling me that you can milk
no,
mangoes?
I don't think
these that's are like that's butter, like though. The almond milk. How do you almonds don't have titties, you know?
You can milk anything with nipples.
That's the question. They don't have nipples.
No, so the term butter, these aren't dairy products.
Oh, fuck me.
No, they're
literally...
So
you mean
literally...
I've been eating this shit for the last, like, 3 months for, like, no reason?
Yeah. But no, like, so the point I'm getting at is mango butter doesn't smell like mangoes.
Oh, well,
it
that's
has a faint scent.
Cocoa's got
shea butter smells like nothing, if you ask me, of course. But cocoa butter is really hard. So the first time I was making a beard butter, right? And I was going to use shea butter. No wax. I was going to use shea butter, mango butter, and cocoa butter. And there's... bunch of other butters too, but these three were like my top three.
Right.
Because I can't just use shea butter. That's fucking stupid. I wanted to mix. So I got the shea butter, which I work with already. That's nice and soft. Especially at room temperature, super soft.
Mm-hmm.
Got the mango butter. I was like, oh, it's a little harder, blah, blah. Room temperature, still soft. It mixes right in. It's a little bit more greasy than shea butter is. It's got like a more oily, natural texture. The fucking cocoa butter was like a rock. This is at room temperature. And so I was like shaving it off. And I was like, fuck, this straight up smells like chocolate.
Oh.
I was like, how is that going to go along with all of my scents? There's
be
no
so
way.
Good, though.
So either I didn't get an actual cocoa butter, or those are just the properties of it, or I'll just have to use a little bit. I didn't like how hard it was, because if it's hard now after you melt it, it's just going to harden back up.
Yeah.
Because the beauty of shea butter is
it's so
super
soft
in the block. I'll let you feel some, but it's super soft in the block. When you... melt it, because that's a process you have to use. You can't use a microwave because
smelting it. Oh,
you,
yeah. Like I learned
exactly.
Something.
if you heat shea butter too fast, it'll just flake up.
Right.
So that's why you can't use a microwave for this shit. That's why you got to double boil it. So that's why I had to buy actual double boilers.
Damn.
And that's when you put the product. You have water in a big pot, and then there's another pot that sits in there, but it doesn't touch water. It hovers.
Oh,
water.
Yeah. And it...
So you basically use the steam
yeah.
to cook what's in the product.
Kind of like what you do with when you're melting chocolate.
And you have to be careful if you put the lid on, because that'll immediately fill up with moisture.
Yep.
So I fucked up some deodorants back here, and I'll show you what they do after the show that I'm just going to have to get rid of now, which actually you should go home with one.
I'll take it.
Dude, so I put the lid on, and I didn't think about it. Because the deodorant's super quick melting. Not to get off topic, but it's super quick melting. Put the lid on. I was sitting over at my computer working. I was like, oh, shit, I put that lid on that. I bet it's full. Come back over, and it's full of moisture, and water and those melted ingredients just separate.
Oh,
so fuck. So even after you stir it, I poured these five. Luckily, it was a super small batch. So I poured these five. They just separated in the container, so it's just ruined. But anyway, I don't know what happened with the cocoa butter. It was just hard. But I do want to make a butter. The only thing I'm having a problem with is, like, so my product is using all 100% natural ingredients, high-end mm-hmm. stuff, right? So I charge $20 for a 2-ounce jar of polish or beard balm. Well, 2 ounces is fine on a styling agent because you don't need a lot, right? You don't need a lot.
Right.
Beard butter, you're using the fuck out of.
Yeah.
So that's why most companies make it in 4 ounces. But makes for sense. Me, I can't charge $40 for that 4 ounce.
Yeah.
So I'm basically having to figure out how to get my margin so I can do 4 ounces of a product for the same price I'm already selling a different product for 2 ounces.
Right.
So that beard butter has to be around the $20 price point.
Mm-hmm.
25 at most. That's 4 ounces of shit as opposed to 2.
Yeah.
That's where it's hard for me. Because, I mean, look at any company. It's 4 ounces of shit. Because, dude, 4 ounces of beer butter really ain't that lot. Ain't a lot. 2 ounces ain't a lot, but since it's a styling agent, you're not using it that often.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess it also depends on the size of the beard you have, too.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you got beards like your gentleman,
yeah,
you're not going to be using a ton of beard butter.
You would go through butter.
I have one at home that I mean, I use it often.
Yeah.
And it's already half gone. And I bought it, probably 2 weeks ago. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit. That sucks.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't do a whole lot of oils. I mean, just besides that,
yeah.
You know, this stuff that sure. you got, like.
Well, that's the thing.
And it's with work, too. You know, going back to that. It's like, I put that on, and then my whole goddamn beard could be covered in dust.
Exactly.
Even more than what, you know.
I will say, you know, oils could attract, obviously, make the dust stick and shit down, shit like that, right? But most guys use beard oil when they're going out.
Yeah.
That's why I tell guys an ounce of my shit will last you like 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, like I talked to a lot of guys. Mm-hmm. That have this size beard. Ever since I cut mine off so I could, like, resonate with you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just tell all these guys, like, dude, that'll last you 6 months. Like, seriously, how long has that bottle lasted you?
Oh, dude. Ever. Yeah, it does.
A couple drops for date night and a couple times when you're not going to work at a dirty place. Even the guys who aren't working at dirty places, sometimes you just forget.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're men. We just forget. I didn't use my beard oil today. I've done it. Fuck yeah. Since I've owned this, I have not used beard oil every single day. Sometimes you just forget.
Yeah.
Right?
Shit. Fucking dude, life happens.
It lasts for fucking.
It's nice when you use it, though. I will say, because, like, dude, like, combing it, you know,
you can feel the skin underneath is all super fucking nice.
Yeah, and it's like smooth. Like the comb don't get stuck in that fucker. Fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah,
I like that. Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, like I still remember giving the first. I don't even remember how we got on to me giving you the first bottle.
I think I went up into your shop.
Dude. Oh, probably. You just came over one night.
You were bumping some Biggie Smalls up there.
Oh,
yeah.
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 So back in when I converted, when this was at home, we're in my new shop now, but when this was at home up in the loft in my garage, that was a sports bar beforehand. So I built it into a bar because before we had kids, me and my wife were really into football, right?
Right.
And so, and this is the loft, so it has big, huge vaulted ceiling, and it's just like badass. So I redid the whole thing, and I decorated it with all my beer lights. I have a ton of beer lights and beer memorabilia. Excuse me. And I was like, I've been a sub freak forever. High school, I wanted subwoofers. I got them. So I was like, you know what? Fuck this. Went to the Home Depot one day back when I was building that in 2015, because I built the garage without a furnace through the whole winter of 2015.
Fuck.
Using scrap pieces of plywood from construction sites. I didn't buy a single sheet of plywood for that whole place because I sheeted it. I insulated it, and then I sheeted it, and I just got scraps from construction places.
Damn.
I just bought two houses. I was like, fuck, I'm not going to buy this shit. I'm just going to see if I can do it for free.
Right.
So anyway, I went and got some MDF, built myself a big, huge box. I went to Walmart and got two 12-inch subs, and then I filled it with pillow foam, and then I ported it because I like ported boxes. And so the ports were right next to the vaulted ceiling. Right, they were like a foot away from where the ceiling starts vaulting. And for some reason, it just worked out in that room. And I hooked up my home theater. I hooked up a preamp to those two subwoofers. They were just car subwoofers. But, dude, it was fucking unreal how loud that fucking room is. You could stand in the exact middle of the room with 16-foot ceiling. And it would just...
Yeah, that fucker was loud.
It was like, fuck yeah. And I got really nice outdoor like patio speakers hung up on the ceiling. Because we used to watch football and we used to watch movies and shit up there. But
right.
Yeah, back when I had Beard Mountain up there, it was sweet, man.
Moving on up.
I used to just sit by myself and work all night with a fucking sound on. It'd be midnight and just be...
I'm sure your neighbors fucking love
it. Dude, that was the thing, is you really couldn't hear it outside the garage, though. It's not like a car.
Okay.
It's not...
I'm thinking like shingles coming off a fucking house.
No, it didn't resonate like a car does. You know, like, dude, I'll be sitting in my house and I can hear a car. You know, when they drive by and like, fuck, what the hell does that guy have?
Yeah.
Right? Like 215s? No, I wasn't like that. You could barely hear that shit, but it was sweet. But it was rough in there until I didn't have AC. I didn't have heat. It was rough. Like, before I got AC, because I had to cut a hole in the end of the building to put a window AC unit in. Before I had AC, I came home one day, and it was like 93 degrees upstairs.
Fuck.
My polish had all melted.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck.
The oils were fine, because they can withstand heat, but right. The polishes were, like, liquid in the fucking tins. This is back when I had those gold tins.
Oh, yeah, the tins.
They were fucking liquid, dude. Luckily, back then, I only kept, like, 10 cans on hand, not, like, hundreds like now.
Right.
But... It was fucking horrible.
Dude, it was horrible. Do you remember the first time I met you?
The car wreck?
Yeah.
You guys were in a car wreck together?
No, so he moved into a house. I used to work for this little old lady who lived kitty corner from my wife and I. I mowed her lawn for a long time. She's like, her husband and I, she's like, yeah, he left me a couple million. I'm just going to go down and move to Arizona, live with my daughter. Sweet. This dude moves in and... We just live around all rentals, right? And one of my houses there is a rental, too. And so I had people in my rental. My wife and I lived in our house. And the whole corner is just rentals. And these young people moved in. And my wife was like, hey, there's young people moving in, you know? We'd always – I don't know if we'd even waved up until then.
Yeah.
But dude, where we live – I don't want to actually say it, but
yeah.
Where we live like is a fucking cross street between Broadwater and Central. These motherfuckers, and they get a fork, just cut through. There's no yield signs. Nobody in this town knows how a uncontrolled four-way stop works. Nope. Nobody knows how to yield to the right because they're fucking idiots.
Yeah, it's bad.
And so they just went blowing through. Just fucking plowed, bro.
No. That was like the second time. The first time this had happened was when – so it was like a week of us living in this house.
Yeah.
We were in the – I was in the dining room table. We were all eating. And – there was a fucking high speed chase.
Oh yeah, those kids.
With those, there was like four girls or something in like an Escalade, or I can't remember what specific vehicle.
Oh shit!
And they fucking took off.
Yeah.
And they stopped. The cops got them. And they, yeah, and they took off
into like, the people's yards. And, yeah, we had full on. Okay.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and so I walk out and I'm
in
my.
It wasn't a wreck. It was a high speed.
Yeah,
chase.
I walk out and I'm like. What the I'm looking over. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong?
They fucking flew like three houses down from Dom's. And all these bitches get out of the car and fucking scramble. And do like the fucking cops and SWAT teams. Like, and they fucking fly out with their guns. And they just fly into the alleys. And they're like, you can just hear them. Get the fuck out. Because one of them was hiding on the roof.
On a roof,
of
yeah.
A neighbor's house. And she's like, get the fuck down. And I'm like, dude, comply. You're going to fucking die. Like, come on now.
I walk.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, dude. I walk out and I'm looking over. I'm seeing what's going on, and I hear a "Welcome to the neighborhood," and it's fucking Tim. And he's holding his first boy. Yeah, the yep, boy. Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah, and I'm like, holy fuck, dude.
So, when did you move in?
It was
2 years you lived there.
Two. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
So,
April. Yeah.
So I've lived there since 2014, right? Holy fuck, that's a long time.
That's a long
so,
ass time.
So, dude, the first year we moved in there. Like Oh, because I moved into December. That first summer, like the first month of summer, June or May even.
Accidents.
Fucking rollover. This is really strange, but I was like dead on the couch with a sickness. We didn't have kids, and it was just like a Sunday, right? It's like one of those Sunday sicknesses where you're like,
oh. I'm not moving.
And I'm just sitting here like, I can't eat, man. I felt like fucking death. And it was.
And then a car accident happened, and you were up and.
I fucking flew off the couch. My adrenaline must have killed the sickness.
I was so much better.
I flew out of my PJs. This lady fucking rolled her car, right? So me and the neighbor run out there, and if the car's on its side, she wasn't wearing her seatbelt, so her and all her McDonald's shit is all over, and she's like pounding on the windshield, help me get out! And so the neighbor jumps up, and he can't get the door open, gets a car smash, and we're like, roll your fucking sunroof down. So she rolls the sunroof down, crawls out, and then the fire department came, but. So, dude, so this is before I had a fence.
Was her McDonald's fine?
No, it was fucked up.
Did you at least like take some of the fries?
No, that was gone. It was just garbage, dude.
Oh,
I don't know if it was fresh, but it was just McDonald's garbage.
I would have tried to like.
Yeah. So regardless, this is before I had a fence. So like, the whole neighborhood just like brought their fucking lawn chairs and just parked it in my front yard. Because this car tipped over and just slid right against the curb in front of my house. So we all just chilled out. All these people I never met, all just chilled out in the front yard, like. Man, this is kind of fucking cool. Like, for hours while the fucking tow truck, you know, tipped it back over and shit. But, man, there's been so many wrecks there.
Well, that latest one when those two kids were fucking barking at the cops. When that truck fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Flipped a bitch right on the grass. I was like, what the fuck?
We were just getting ready to leave, right? And here's... and it's like... You fucking kidding me?
Again.
We got that on the cameras.
Too. This little car came flying down and T-boned the shit out of this truck, but the car was on the truck's right-hand side, but the car was speeding. So I don't know who got the ticket, but the guy got hit, somehow turns around, and by the time I got out there, he was up on the neighbor's lawn, like, fucking rodeoing this thing.
Yeah, like...
And he finally gets out, and of course he's like, he's just an old fart, and he immediately goes, oh, and I'm like, oh man, I wonder what he's trying to do. Yep, better call the fucking
ambulance.
Yeah, better call the ambulance and lawyers up right now. But you could tell he was like that.
Yeah. The thing that fucked me up though is when I looked out, because we were taking a nap. That one of them kids was videoing the cop yelling at the other kid or talking to the other kid. And it's like, dude.
Yep.
Come on.
They're waiting for him to get beat up. Yeah. I personally don't think it was a kid's fault. They got a speeding ticket for sure. But that old guy didn't fucking yield.
Yeah.
And the youth are.
Yeah.
Oh, sometimes.
Oh, believe me, they are. That's one thing. People these days are crazy, dude. Yeah, it's just nuts. But, dude, this was good.
This was fun.
This was really good.
Hell yeah.